Good morning and praise the Lord.
Morning.
Kindly open our Bible and read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 to 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 4, chapter 4, verses 1 to 18. Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as we have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more. For ye know that what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such. As we also have forewarned you and testified, for God had not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. Hear therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed you do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more, and that ye study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another. Let us pray. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessing we receive from him. Lord, we thank you for all your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us. We are grateful to all that we receive to sustain us and provide all our needs. Lord, thank you for all answered prayers, for the healing, the salvation, your promises to us written in your word. Lord, thank you for the deliverance, for the food, the discipline, for the shelter, for all those things in our lives that comes from you. Hallelujah. Let us now confess our sins to God. As he said in his word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess and repent of your anger, laziness, the work of flesh, your bad stewardship, and bad example, unwillingness to serve God, wasting time on the media and whatever sin you are doing. Lord, we confess our sins, renounce them. Lord, we commit ourselves not to do them again. We humble down before you to cleanse us and purify us once again by your blood that shed on the cross for us, so we come in your presence with clean and pure heart. Let us now pray for our personal request and petition. For God said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lord, we thank you for answering our petitions and giving us all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us pray for our families, pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who continue to live in your will. Lord, we pray for the salvation of those among them who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for the protection and divine intervention to every one of them. We pray for every husband to continue to persevere, to stand firm to do your will and the plan to their families. We pray you give them wisdom how to deal with every circumstance that they are passing through. Lord, give them good health, strength, a stable job and income to provide the needs of their families. We pray for their wives to have good health, strength, and submissive spirit to their husbands. We pray for each wife to unite with her husband to do your will in the affairs of their family. Lord, we pray for the youths and the children to protect them from the works of the enemy, and that they will accept the discipline of their parents and to stop wasting time on the social media. Lord, we pray that they will repent from their arrogance, pride, foolishness, and naughtiness that are not pleasing in your sight. Lord, help the children and the youths to persevere in the discipline of their parents, and that they will serve you. Continue to do your works in your will. Lord, we pray that you continue to help and aid all the single parents in the church to raise their children in the fear of God. Let us now pray for our jobs, pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you gave to us to bless us and sustain us. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working by giving them more incomes so we can continue to receive our salaries on time. And so we give what is due for you. Lord, we pray to help us to be a noble vessel of your blessings to the people around us by the preaching, by preaching your word to them, and by our good example to them. By submitting to our superiors and working diligently. For our service is not to please men, but to please you, O God. For the fulfillment of your word, that our light shine before men, that they may see our good works and glorify you, our Father in heaven. Lord, we pray for the salvation of our bosses and our colleagues and all the people that you are serving, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we earnestly ask you help to provide and sustain them and encourage them through your word. Lord, heal those who are sick among them. Give job and income to those who are jobless and wisdom and solutions to those in trials. In Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people in our countries back home to be saved. Even Lord, those whom we meet daily in the streets, in the markets, in our working places. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to preach your gospel to them. Lord, we pray to make a way to all those people whom you are reaching that you open and soften their hearts to choose today. Believe and live according to your word. Lord, move upon their lives and prove your word. We seek your divine intervention into their lives to come out from their bandages and receive the salvation that comes from you. In the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentations needed. Lord, we pray for your salvation to flow to new people in those countries that they will know you. Lord, we commit ourselves to preach the gospel to them. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey and follow the rules and regulations as we abide in your commands to us. Lord, protect your church, sustain and provide all the needs in those places. For your glory, so your work will continue to be done. Lord, bless all those places, so the UAE Church will be blessed. Lord, reduce the fees of the rent, water, electricity, internet, petrol, gas, and tax in all those places the church reached. Lord, uphold us, enable us to continue to reach new people. Preach the gospel to them, and teach them how to live according to your word. In Jesus' name. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church to grow. Let us pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. We pray for more people to get water baptized and more of our members to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray that you enable us to spread the gospel in other places, to new cities, towns, villages, countries, new languages, and new ethnic groups. Lord, we pray that you will bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, the farming ministry, the watchman ministry, the publication, the children and youth under their parents, the wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, help us and open to us effective doors to reach the lost and to impart to them your word. and true way how to live in righteousness and holiness in Jesus' name. Lord, restore on us the spiritual gifts that we need to teach them your ways and to heal the sick, to evangelize, and to declare to them your will. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit to manifest in our lives the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control. So people will see Jesus in our lives. In Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for the backsliders who repent and come back to you and to your church. Let us pray for our service. Lord, we lift up unto your hand our service today. Bless every item of our service. Bless our prayer, our worship songs, and our giving. Lord, anoint the speaker and give us your word that we need and speak to us. Lord, bless also our recording to reach the rest of the church congregations, workers, members, and families in the lost, and to have the fruits that you desire to see. Lord, hear our prayers for your name's sake, that your name will be glorified in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. And let's see, verse 2 to 4. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so on earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hear our prayer. We are your children, and we gather here today. We've gathered here to pray.
Hear our cry. Lord, we need your mercy.
Hallelujah.
And we need your grace today. Hear us as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father, hear us from heaven. Forgive our sins, we pray. Hear our song. As it rises to heaven, may your glory fill the earth. As the waters cover the sea, see our hearts and remove anything that is standing in the way. Coming to you today. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father, hear us from heaven. Forgive our sins, we pray. And though we are few, we're surrounded by many. have crossed that river before, and this is the song we'll be singing forever. Holy is the Lord. 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 Holy is the Lord.
Holy is the Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 say, and you know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Very beautiful, he said, not to those who are called, to those who are the called. When we are called by God, we have to really fear God and behave and live our life in holiness, fully dedicating our lives unto Him. Because God's good.
God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in His heart. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. God is your walking through the valley. There are shadows all around. Do not fear, He will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound. He has promised to never leave you nor forsake you. And His word is true, God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good.
Yes, He's good
all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. We were sinners, so unworthy. Still for us He chose to die. Fill us with His Holy Spirit. Now we can stand and testify that His love is everlasting and His mercy there will never end. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. God is good.
Though I may not understand all the plans You have for me, my life is in Your hands. And through the eyes of faith, I can clearly see God is good.
God is good
all the time.
Through the darkness, pray in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light.
light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time.
Yes, oh God, you are always good. I pray, Lord, that all of us will feel you. And we will put together ourselves to serve you wholeheartedly. Oh God, forgive our sins, our trespasses, our lack of commitment. Forgive your body, oh God. Oh Lord, we pray to raise up people and commit their life to you to serve in Jesus' name. Here I stand.
Forever in your mighty hands, living with your promise, written on my heart. I am yours, surrendered wholly to send me your family, calling me your own. Now I belong to you, all I need, your spirit, your word, your truth. Hear my cry, my deep desire to know you more. Your name, I will lift my hands to the King. This anthem of praise I bring, heaven knows. I long to love you with all I am. I belong to you.
Yes, oh God, we belong to you, oh Lord. We continue to serve you, oh God. And whatever we can give, we will do our best to serve you, oh God. Bless the work of yours and your mission to continue. Oh God, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you being always with us. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
You are forever in my life. You see me through the seasons. Over me in your hands, and lead me in your righteousness, and I look to you, and I wait on you. I sing to you, Lord. And I wait on you.
Lord, a hymn of love for your faithfulness to me. I'm carrying in everlasting arms. You'll never let me go. Do it all.
Let's now collect our tithes and offer our first fruit unto God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 7 to 8 to verses 7, to every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Yeah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you for providing everything we have. Help us, Lord, to give to what we have purposed in our heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion. And I pray, Lord, for this cheerful giver that thrilled to support and aid the works of your church, and they may continually live abundantly by your promises. In Jesus' name, amen.
I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramiz, our overseer, entitled Right Resources for Money, Hard Work Within the Age Limit. Right Resources for Money, Hard Work Within the Age Limit. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for your faithfulness to us. Yes. Your provision to us, to our family, and to this church you have given to us, O Lord. Lord God, we pray, open our hearts and our minds by the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, that as we listen and your word proclaim, we may hear it with joy, what your message to us today, and obey it, O Lord. Lord, for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Regarding work, there is an important point that we need to discuss. Every man has a certain capacity to work hard for a certain period of time. Some people 20 years, and others probably 30 years or more. But after that, they will not be able to do as much hard work as they had done before because of the aging process. Based on this fact, every one of us should realize that the period of time assigned for hard work when we are able-bodied is limited to a certain number of years. Beyond these years, we will not be able to work efficiently as before. And soon, it will be time for us to retire from service. We need to use the resources, the fruit of our labor, which we have accumulated over a period of time wisely. We need to save a portion of our income to meet our needs in our old age. God, in the following scriptures, gave a description of that. Numbers chapter 8, verses 23 to 26. Numbers chapter 8, verses 23 to 26. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, this is it that belongeth unto Levites. From 25 years old and upward, they shall go in to wait upon the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. And from the age of 50 years, they shall cease waiting upon the service thereof, and shall serve no more, but shall minister with their brethren in the tabernacle of the congregation, to keep the charge, and shall do no service. Thus shalt thou do unto the Levites, touching their charge. God had outlined certain rules for the service in his sanctuary. From this scripture, we can conclude this point. These points. Letter A, the lower age limit. Numbers chapter 8, verse 24. Numbers chapter 8, verse 24. From 25 years old and upward, they shall go in to wait upon the service. The purpose of the age limit is to attain certain physical strength, maturity, understanding, and awareness of what the job description is. Previous to that, we suppose that was the period of education and training to prepare them and orient them about the upcoming task in their lives. We do the same for our children. We teach them, nurture them, educate them, and prepare them to work in the field that God had allocated for them. Letter B, the period of hard service. Numbers chapter 8, verse 25. Numbers chapter 8, verse 25. And from the age of 50 years, we shall cease waiting upon the service thereof, and shall serve no more. The average limit that God set for hard work is 25 years. This will be the fruitful years for building and gaining financial capital and getting adequate and unique exposure and experience. Letter C, the upper age limit for hard work. Numbers chapter 8, verse 25. Numbers chapter 8, verse 25. And from the age of 50 years, they shall cease waiting upon the service thereof, and shall serve no more. Beyond a certain age, there is no way we can work hard. This fact should be in our minds and in front of our eyes as we are planning for our lives, the lives of our families, our children, and our churches and congregations. Letter D, the period of keeping the charge, supervision, and consultancy. Numbers chapter 8, verse 26. Numbers chapter 8, verse 26. But shall minister with her brethren in the tabernacle of the congregation to keep the charge and shall do no service. This is the period when you operate as a consultant and supervisor over the junior staff who need to do hard work. Letter E, there is no retirement. Supervision and consultancy will continue to the end until we are translated to heaven. Letter F, the laws of God to labor. Numbers chapter 8, verse 26. Numbers chapter 8, verse 26. Thus shalt thou do unto the Levites touching their charges. These instructions are what we need to adopt and abide by in our lives, as well as the lives of our families and ministries. At the time of David, there was some adjustment made to this rule, starting from the youngster, 20 years old, because God had given rest to them, and no more did they need to carry the ark, for God had allocated to them a place to place the ark and later on to build the temple. First Chronicles chapter 23, verses 24 to 28. First Chronicles chapter 23, verses 24 to 28. These were the sons of Levi after the house of their fathers, even the chief of the fathers, as they were counted by numbers, by number of names, by their pools, that did the work for the service of the house of the Lord. From the age of 20 years and upward. For David said, the Lord God of Israel had given rest unto his people, that they may dwell in Jerusalem forever. And also unto the Levites, they shall no more carry the tabernacle, nor any vessels of it for the service thereof. For by the last words of David, the Levites were numbered from 20 years old and above, because their office was to wait on the sons of Aaron for the service of the house of the Lord, in the courts and in the chambers and in the purifying of all holy things and the work of the service of the house of God. Jacob started doing hard work when he was 77 years old. He worked 20 years, and after that, he supervised his children and continued to do that supervisory work till his death. At the age of 147, he gave prophetic instructions to his descendants. Joseph started doing hard work when he was 17 years of age and shifted to being a consultant and supervisor at the age of 30 and continued to do that till he died at the age of 110. Moses started to work hard when he was 40 years old, and he worked for 40 years and at the age of 80 was in charge and lead the Israelites until he died at the age of 120. David started to work hard at age 17 for 13 years and took charge as a supervisor at the age of 30 and continued until he died at the age of 70. I started my hard work at the age of 24. And reached the level of a supervisor at the age of 41. And I'm still at the job and will continue to do so until Jesus will take me with him. Those who continue to work hard and labor even in their old age due to the obligation of earning for their living need to realize that there is something wrong and messy in their lives. They probably had wasted much of the fruit of their hard work and hadn't thought about saving for the rainy day. They had not been good stewards. There is one more point that we need to discuss in regard to work and service. Some people enter God's service as an excuse for them to be away from doing any secular job. This is laziness, and God does not approve such. We will use the examples of King David and Apostle Paul to discuss this important point. David worked faithfully in his secular job. David, before God called him as king and shepherd for Israel, was working as a shepherd tending the sheep of his father. Did he work faithfully? Yes. And we can be sure of that by reading his story in 1 Samuel chapters 16 and 17. One day, God sent Samuel to Bethlehem to anoint David as king. Samuel invited Jesse and his sons for the sacrifice. David did not leave his job responsibility. He waited while caring for the sheep until Samuel called for him. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 11. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 11. And Samuel said unto Jesse, "Are here all thy children?" And he said, "There remaineth yet the youngest." And behold, he kept the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, "Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither." King Saul also knew that David is a shepherd, and he is attending his job well, because he did mention when he sent for him. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 19. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 19. "Wherefore Saul sent messengers unto Jesse and said, Send me David, thy son, which is with the sheep." Here David was called for service to the king's palace. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 20 to 21. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 20 to 21. "And Jesse took an ass laden with bread, and a bottle of wine, and a kid, and sent them by David his son unto Saul. And David came to Saul and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer." Part of David's time was with the king, and the other time was still with his secular job. David did not leave his job tending the sheep of his father. Instead, he continued to do in addition to the service that he was doing for King Saul, which was a part of his service to God. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 15. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 15. "But David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem." Another evidence that David did not leave his secular job when God called him is when his father sent him to look after his three brothers who were in the battlefield. He was still doing his job well, tending the sheep. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 17 to 20. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 17 to 20. "And Jesus said unto David his son, Take me now for thy brethren an ephah of this part's corn, and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to thy brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their 1,000. And look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledge. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines." And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with the keeper, and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to the fight and shouted for the battle. David here showed as well his concern to the secular work that he has when he was called to do God's service. David put another shepherd in his place to care for the sheep, not leaving his job as many workers do without discretion. Your secular job is your responsibility before God. Even when God called you for God's service, you still need to attend well to your secular duty, because that is what God expects from you. You need to do your secular job well to avoid people's criticism, especially those who are trying to find fault with you, as it happened to David when his brother accused him of negligence. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 28. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 28. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the man. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, "Why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart. For thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle." David was excellent in his secular job, and he achieved well. He was faithful to the task entrusted to him in protecting the sheep. He was skilled, able, and always trusting God while fulfilling duty as shepherd of his father's flock. Thereafter, David offered himself to fight against Goliath. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 33-37. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 33-37. And Saul said to David, "Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." And David said unto Saul, "Thy servant keep his father's sheep." And there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, saying, he hath defiled the armies of the living God. David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the foe of the lion and out of the foe of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." Like David, to anyone who is faithful and diligent in doing the secular job entrusted to him by God, surely God will also call him or her to render service in his kingdom. When God calls someone for service, there will be a transition from a secular job to God's service, or God's service and secular job together. Later, when the worker is approved by God, the Lord himself makes a way that particular worker will be in full-time ministry. When that happens, we can also clearly see the Lord's provision for that certain worker. Apostle Paul was also an example for us who maintained the secular job while serving the Lord. Letter A, Acts chapter 18, verses 1 to 4. Acts chapter 18, verses 1 to 4. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth, and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome, and came unto them. And because he was of the same craft, he abode with them, and wrote, for by their occupation they were tent makers. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath, and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. Letter B, Acts chapter 20, verse 34. Acts chapter 20, verse 34. Yea, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities, and to them that were with me. Many whom God calls prematurely quit their secular job and their income without God's signal for his provision to sustain them and the ministry. Such God's workers, with their wrong decisions, suffer with their families and those who depend on them. Your job is part of your ministry. You should be faithful and value your job as you love God and serve his purpose. God is the one who put you working where you are. When God wants you to be in full time for God's service, he will surely take you out from there by his own way. And where God leads, he provides as well with a surplus supply to support you. It is good to desire to be full-time in God's service, but you should wait upon God to do it by himself and in his time. Some seek to affiliate their ministries with some churches to get financial support, but that is not what the scripture ordained. If you had quit your secular job and you are in financial need, and the ministry that you are doing and the disciples that you are making are not sufficient to supply your need, then you need to go back to your secular job. David, after his victory over Goliath, was taken permanently from tending the sheep and was placed in full-time God's service. We read in 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 2 to 5. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 2 to 5. And Saul took him that day and would let him go no more home to his father's house. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him and gave it to David, and his garment, even to his sword, and to his bow, and to his girdle. And David went out whithersoever Saul sent him, and behaved himself wisely. And Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. My dear and beloved, David did not resign or quit prematurely his job, but was in line with God's leading and direction. He served God's purpose as he continued to be faithful to his job. The word of God says, Proverbs 19:2, also, that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good, and he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. So take heed, pray, and apply what you read in your life in order for you to be an effective worker and to secure enough income for you and for your family. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for the teaching, the correction, and the awareness that I receive in this message about the job plan that you had for me. Lord, thank you for the job and the income that you are giving to me to sustain me and to sustain my family and ministry. Lord, thank you for the ministry that entrusted to me and all the resources that you provided in my life. Repent and renounce all your sins. Renounce your laziness and your lack of awareness of the importance of time. Renounce your own plan and doing your own will. Repent of your pride, your worldliness, and your love for material things. Repent of leaving your secular job early and being without income in order to serve God. Repent of your bad stewardship. Repent of your unwillingness to follow the plan of God in your life. Repent of your unwillingness to live for Christ and suffer for Him and to serve Him. Lord, I repent and renounce the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to follow the principles that we receive today in this message about the work plan in pertains to age and ministry. Lord, I commit myself to work hard in my job and not to leave it until the time you allow me to be in full time to serve you. Lord, I commit myself to do your will and the good plan that you have for me. Lord, I commit myself to serve Christ and do the good works that you prepared for me to do. Lord, give me good health and strength and provide for me so I can do my job well and perform my ministry to you.
Forever in your mighty hands, living with your promise, written on my heart. I am yours, surrendered wholly to set me in your family, calling me your own. Now I belong to you. All I need, your spirit, your word, your truth, hear my cry. My deep desire to know you more. In your name I will lift my hands to the King. This anthem of praise I bring, heaven knows I long to love you. We are all I am. In your name I will lift my hands to the King. This anthem of praise I bring, heaven knows I long to love you with all I am. I belong to you.
Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented of their sins and committed their lives to live according to the principles of your word. Lord, bless the works of their hands and prosper them so they will continue to serve you and live the good plan that you have for them and do your will. Lord, fulfill all your good promises to them, provide for them and protect them from the evil one so they will continue to serve you and do your will. Lord, bless us as a church and help us to continue to direct your people to do your will. Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gift that we need in our lives to go on and evangelize and make disciples and train workers to go and plant Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, prepare us for your coming to go with you when you come. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. God is good.
All the time, put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good. All the time, through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. You're walking through the valley. There are shadows all around. Do not fear, he will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound. He has promised to never leave you nor forsake you. And his word is true, God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time, through the darkest night, his light will shine, God is good, God is good.